Just a taste of Rachmaninoff to get things started this afternoon. You heard the introduction and the first 10 variations from Rachmaninoff's Rhapsody on a Theme of Paganini for Piano and Orchestra, Opus 43. And that performance featured the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra under Vasily Sinaisky with Vakhtan Khodanashvili at the keyboard. And we'll hear more from that recording later this afternoon. Good afternoon. I'm Jacqueline Hallbloom, and this is Iowa Public Radio's Performance Iowa. We're broadcasting live from IPR Studio One on the UNI campus in Cedar Falls. And we're very honored to have two concert pianists with us. One is UNI's Sean Botkin, and also joining us is one of UNI's newest music instructors, Vakhtan Khodanashvili, the pianist you just heard on that BBC recording. So welcome both of you to Iowa Public Radio Studio One.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And welcome, Vakhtan, to the state of Iowa.
Thank you.
Well, we are featuring the music of Rachmaninoff today, and Vakhtan, you were just saying this kind of just happened by happenstance, but both of you, tell us a little bit about Rachmaninoff. He was one of the world's greatest pianists.
Correct. The world knows Rachmaninoff mostly by what he composed as a composer, and oftentimes he is forgotten as a pianist. You know, but he was such a fantastic pianist. He was probably the greatest pianist of the 20th century. And I think partly to blame is that he really did not like to record his live recordings, live concerts. You know, all we have, to my knowledge, is this 10 CD box that we have of his studio recordings. So Rachmaninoff is a fantastic composer. We, as pianists, are happy to have all that material, and sometimes we even get struggle a little bit because he was such a great pianist with a huge span of hands. We have to fit that in our hands as well. So that, it's a challenge oftentimes.
Yes, I mean, if there's anyone I could go back in time and listen to, would be Rachmaninoff. I think the recordings we have are just so amazing, and Rachmaninoff took on a special place in my life because I met the grandson of Rachmaninoff, Alexander Rachmaninoff. I think that was back in 2010, and he was running the Rachmaninoff Foundation from Switzerland, and approached me at one of the Taraji Studio concerts that we did in Strasbourg, France, and really took a liking to my playing, and he organized concerts for me in Europe, and probably the biggest thing that I got to do was perform with the Chicago Symphony in 2012, playing Rachmaninoff's Fourth Concerto, and so it was such a special time in my life. He unfortunately passed away later in 2012 on November 1st. So I was really happy that I could do the Ravinia Festival in Chicago. I think that was in June or July. I forget the date now. But so that was a wonderful chapter in my life. I'll never forget it.
That was a wonderful concert, and it was a very hot night in Chicago.
Yes.
And the cicadas were singing right along with you. he was such an amazing guy. And just tell us a little bit about this Paganini thing that you played with the BBC. He not only used a Paganini theme, but he also used another theme that was really big in Rachmaninoff's life.
That is correct, yeah. And that is this Gregorian chant, Dies Irae. And yes, he uses that throughout his work, and even in the Etude Tableau, Opus 39, is based sometime in some of the etudes. You hear that very prominently. In some others, it's kind of hidden within. But Opus 39 is really based on Dies Irae theme. So,
and we'll be hearing probably more of that when we bring the last part of the
Absolutely correct.
Theme and variations. Well, this Saturday, you and I is rolling out the red carpet for their keyboard festival. It's going to be held and starts in Russell Hall and then goes to the Gallagher Blue Dorn on the UNI campus starting at 9 a.m. So, Sean and Vakhtang, tell us a little bit about your festival, and you have a lot of things happening this Saturday.
Yes, this is a festival that we do every year, and it's designed for bringing in high school students for recruitment to come to UNI, and it's happening this Saturday, December 2nd, and it's an all-day thing, and we're doing something a little bit different this year. We have a welcoming for the students that are coming. We're gonna, the faculty, Vakhtang, and our other colleagues, Robin Guy and Lynn Wooster, we're going to be doing some duets. So eight hands on two pianos. So we thought we'd put a little something together to get things going. And then after that, we have private lessons with the students in the morning, followed by a lunch at the Piazza in Redeker Center. And then Vakhtang will give a recital at 1 p.m., followed by a master class. And that will be the whole day's event.
And we have another thing. We have the instrument presentation done by Dr. Harlow. So we have organ demonstrations, a keyboard instrument demonstration. We have organ, we have harpsichord. So we're going to be, Dr. Harlow is going to conduct that that event.
Yeah, that's our organ professor. Yes. I forgot to mention that. Thank you.
So is it too late if someone has a student in their family to sign up for this?
No, the application deadline is actually tomorrow.
And it has been extended to tomorrow.
It's been extended, and it's free for all participants. There's no registration fee or anything. So if anyone is listening to this and would like to participate, please apply.
And even if you don't want to participate, you can come and enjoy.
Oh, absolutely.
The playing. Just seeing eight hands all in unison, that sounds like a lot of fun right there. Well, tell us briefly, Vakhtang, what are some of the pieces that you're going to be playing during this recital?
The recital, yes, I'm going to be playing Schumann's Kinderszenen, Scenes from Childhood, Opus 15. Then I'll play three etude tableaux, Opus 39 by Rachmaninoff that I mentioned above, and then third sonata by Prokofiev.
Now, you were going to present one of these etude tableaux for us today. Tell us about what you're going to play.
So I'm
going to
play Opus 39, number 5. That etude tableau is a very famous etude tableau in E-flat minor.
And this also has a Dizé Ire in it as well, doesn't it?
Yes, somewhere hidden.
I see, kind of snuck it in there, and it has.
Well, say for example, I'm playing number 2 there, A minor, for example. Okay, that one starts with that theme very prominently, so it's unmistakable.
And this is a rather early Rachmaninoff. I mean, he wrote this shortly after he graduated.
That's correct, yeah. And most of the pieces that Rachmaninoff wrote were done in Russia before he immigrated to the United States, and that was in 1917. And then Rachmaninoff was born in 1873, so how old does that make him? 44 years old, right? 44 years old, he immigrates to United States, but he doesn't write much of music because he has to earn for a living, and he does that by playing piano for concerts. And actually, the Paganini Variations is composed, one of the pieces that is composed in United States. Yeah, that's where we hear some jazzy elements there,
Wonderful. Well, let's hear this etude tableau from Opus 39, number 5, Music of Rachmaninoff. And this performance today features Vakhtang Khodonashvili at the keyboard. Thank you. Rachmaninoff's Etude Tableau, Opus 39, Number 5, with Vakhtang Khodanashvili at the keyboard. And what a wonderful performance, Vakhtang. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, thanks to everyone who's joining Iowa Public Radio today. We are broadcasting live from Iowa Public Radio's Studio One, and we're very fortunate to have with us two concert pianists who are on the UNI faculty. Vakhtang Khodanashvili, UNI's instructor of piano, whom you just heard perform, and UNI's associate professor of piano, Sean Botkin. And both Vakhtang and Sean are here to fill us in on UNI's Keyboard Festival, being held this Saturday at Russell Hall and also at the Gallagher Blue Dorn in Cedar Falls. Vakhtang, since you are new to the state of Iowa and you've just joined the faculty at the University of Northern Iowa School of Music as an instructor of piano, tell us a little bit more about yourself. And you got started in music when you were just 6 years old, and how everything happened.
Well, yes, I started playing piano, studying piano at the age of six. But before that, I was introduced to music at home as a singer, along with my sister, and of course my father, who played guitar, and we all would sing in harmony from the very early age. My sister and I are about almost 2 years apart from each other. So I showed this, how to say, talent, as they say, because I had no idea then, for music. So my parents took me to the school where, for the first 11 years of my life, studying at Tbilisi, Zakaria Paliashvili School of Music was Marina Gelashvili, and she taught me for 11 years. And then in 1995, I moved to South Bend, Indiana, to join renowned Alexander Toradze's piano studio.
And that's where you met Sean, or bumped into him there.
Well, yes, and Sean joined the studio in 1999, mm-hmm. And stayed there with us for about 4 years. Yeah, so I was in South Bend all the way till this year, so about 22 years.
And so you got your bachelor and master's degrees from South Bend, and then you received your doctorate from Michigan State?
Correct, yes.
Right.
So yes, I did stay living in South Bend, but I commuted to East Lansing, Michigan, where I got my doctoral degree. Yes, my teachers were George Vachnadze, who was actually a fellow student of Alexander Toradze, together with us, and Deborah Moriarty.
Then you also won a world piano competition, which led to a debut for you.
That is correct, yeah. That was back in end of 90s, and then in 2001 I had my New York Alice Tully Hall debut.
And so how did you end up playing with the BBC?
Well, it was, of course, the acquaintance, thanks to our dear teacher, Alexander Toradze. Mr. Toradze took us around the world, really, and doing studio concerts. And it is not a, it's not a coincidence, I must say, that we chose, not chose, but it actually happened to be that we are playing Rachmaninoff's music today. Mr. Toradze conducted these monothematic marathon concerts where we would concentrate on one composer and play almost, if not, entire output of a composer in one night. Sometimes it would not be enough, and we had to go over and do two nights, three nights. But it was Mr. Richard Wigley who contacted me, and their engaged me to play with the orchestra.
What's a wonderful performance.
Thank you.
Our listeners are going to be able to hear just a smidge more of it at the end of the hour, so don't go away. And you didn't come to the United States by yourself, but you have a family here with you as well.
Yes, yes. My sister lives in the United States. But back in Georgia, when I was studying at school, I met my future wife. I came here in 1995 in the U.S., and Atia, my wife, joined us later in the studio. She's also a pianist. She's also on the faculty at ENI. She's a collaborative pianist. And so we got married soon after she joined us in 99, turn of the century, right, 5 days before the century turned, she came. And then now we have two beautiful daughters.
Wow. Well, so, welcome to Iowa.
Thank you. Thank you.
So glad you are here. Now, we are in for a double treat today because Vakhtang and Sean have decided to play for us a work for piano four hands.
Guess who?
Rachmaninoff. And this is, I think, maybe the first time we've had a piano four-hand piece here. I'm not sure about that. So we are going to be hearing three movements from a six-piece work by Rachmaninoff. Tell us just briefly about these movements.
So this is called Six Morceaux, or Six Pieces, Opus 11 by Rachmaninoff. It's the piece that Rachmaninoff composed in 1893. 20-year-old Rachmaninoff was premiered by him along with Paul Pabst in Moscow. So we decided to play three out of six pieces. Number two, Scherzo. Number four, Waltz. And number six, called Slava, which translated from Russian means glory. Just recently, about 2 weeks ago, Sean knocks on my door, on my office door, and he says, "Guess what I found?" So please tell the listeners what you found.
It was just so coincidental. I was driving in my car, and I happened to catch, I think it was the third movement of Beethoven's String Quartet number 8. And I said, why do I know this theme? And then I realized it was the exact theme of number 6th movement, Slava, which all this time I thought Rachmaninoff wrote that theme, but obviously Beethoven did it too, but I don't know. I still have to research whether it's Beethoven's theme or from somewhere else completely, but it was so fascinating.
And it's not just a paraphrasing, it's actually a direct quote.
Wow.
Yes.
So, that was, I had to pay attention to driving suddenly, but I got very distracted, so.
A mystery theme as part of this. Well, let's hear now the scherzo, the waltz, and the slava.
Yeah, before we play, I want to say one thing. Sean and I have not played this piece together. I played this piece with my friend and, again, fellow student of Alexander Toradze's, Edisher Savitsky, who now teaches at Alabama. And Sean used to play with Gennady Zagor, another student. We happened to have played the same part. So I was playing the top part, and Sean was playing the second part. I said, okay, great. So we can collaborate. So we put this together for you a couple days ago. So we'll see how it goes now.
I know it's going to be brilliant. So we're going to be hearing three movements from Rachmaninoff, six pieces, Opus 11 for piano, four hands, the scherzo, the waltz, and the Slava Gloria movements. They're getting their benches all lined up.
Thank you.
Bravo, gentlemen. That was fantastic. You heard the scherzo, the waltz, and the Slava Glory movements from Rachmaninoff's Six Pieces, Opus 11 for piano, four hands, featuring there Sean Bakken and Vakhtang Khodanashvili at the keyboard. That was brilliant.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow. Well, we're broadcasting live from IPR Studio One, and it was so wonderful to have both of you with us today. So, Vakhtang and Sean, you joined us today to talk about the UNI Keyboard Festival that's going to be held this Saturday starting at 9 o'clock. Vakhtang will be performing at 1 p.m. in the afternoon, a recital. And if you want to get a lesson, attend master classes with either one of these gentlemen and some other folks on the UNI music faculty, then go to music.uni.edu/UNI-keyboard-festival. But I think if you go to music.uni.edu/UNI, then you can find the keyboard.
Yes. I think if you scroll down, you'll see events. You'll click on events, and then you'll scroll down again, and you'll see festivals. Click on festivals, and then all the festivals that we have will be listed in. I think it's a UNI Keyboard Festival is down there.
Okay. So there you have it, and you can still get your young person involved if they want to play or even come and just listen. And that sounds like it would be a lot of fun, too. So, Vakhtang, you're going to be playing at 1 o'clock this Saturday. You also have another recital coming up this spring.
Yes, April 10th, scheduled a recital.
Yes, so write that in your calendar.
At 6 p.m.
And Sean, you are going to New York City to Carnegie Hall. When is your concert going to be there?
That's going to be on March 8th, and I'm hoping to do a recital here. I'm still trying to figure out my schedule as to when I will do that, but New York for now and March 8th.
Wow, well, congratulations. And this is, how many times have you been to Carnegie Hall?
I think it's like the fifth year in a row. I went there initially with a flutist and then started doing solo recitals the last couple of years.
Wow. Well, yes. Congratulations to you and to you both. And it's wonderful to have you on Iowa Public Radio today. Well, we'd like to thank our technical producer and engineer, Phil Moss, for his help engineering this today. He also got that extra piano bench to us. And also assistance from Chris Fenton. And thanks to IPR's Rachel Berenger, along with our music director, Al Scherz, and to all of our listeners who've been tuning in. And a big thanks today to UNI's Keyboard Festival previewers, UNI's new instructor of piano, Vakhtang Khodanashvili, and UNI's associate professor of piano, Sean Bakken. And also a big thank you to Lynn Wooster-Jones, who got this all started so that we could have this happen today. So we're really very thankful about that. And we're going to be closing the hour with the music of Rachmaninoff. Is there anything else? So tell us a little bit about the last couple of variations. I guess we're starting with variation 18, is it? And we're going to go to the end.
Yeah, so that'd be variation 18, the most famous variation out of the set. And followed through the end of the piece.
I think I heard the Dies Irae in that last movement that you just played with the forehand. So that's going to be coming back in this as well?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. All right. This performance with the BBC was recorded in 2007. It has Vakhtang Khodanashvili at the piano performing. And a wonderful way to round out this hour. And gentlemen, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having us.
Yes, thank you. It's
for spreading the word.
Meet with you.
It's been our pleasure, and have a wonderful time at your festival this Saturday. And I would like to add that this time of year, it's the end of the semester, and all the universities and colleges, everybody's been practicing all semester, so they sound really good. Check out these concerts and attend these concerts. It's a brilliant chance to actually go and hear some wonderful performances and maybe music you didn't even know existed. So,
yes, and I think to appeal to people to come, if they want to make a full day, The Glee Club has their Christmas show that evening, too, so they can stay and attend that as well.
All right. So it's a full-day thing. You have the festival, the Keyboard Festival, from 9 until 4, and then stay for the Men's Glee Club concert. Sounds like a plan to me. Well, we're going to turn now to the music of Rachmaninoff, featuring here the BBC Symphony Orchestra, Vasily Sinaisky conducting, and none other than Vakhtang Kononashvili at the keyboard. And thanks to everyone for joining us today. Thank you.